Blog Talk Radio.
It ain't a game no more, it's a sport. If you ain't got a heart to play, then stay off the court. It ain't a game no more, it's a sport. If you ain't got a heart to play, then stay off the court. It ain't a game no more, it's a sport. If you ain't got a heart to play, then stay off the court. We on some life shit, we on some life shit. It ain't a game no more, it's a sport. If you ain't got heart to play, then stay off the court. Stay off the court. Stop.
Pick up a chair, sit your ass down and relax. You are now listening to Life and Shit Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and cats, welcome to a long-awaited, much-anticipated episode of Life and Shit Radio. My name is Nas. I used to like honey buns, and then I started having teeth problems, cavities and such. But I set my game up. I went to the dentist, got some caps. Hey!
Oh, okay. That was classic. For the okay. Welcome back, Life and Shit tour.
So and hold on, wait. So wait. So you just went and got some caps, and that's it?
I got some caps. Good to go.
So you eat honey buns now?
I know, I kind of veered away because I figured the sugar would re-fuck them up. So, by the way, I'm trademarking the word re-fuck them. Re-fuck them up.
Re-fuck them up? Okay.
Re-fuck
them up. All right. Today's show is brought to you by the word re-fuck them up. Use it in a sentence today.
At a grocery store near you. What you gonna do to them fries? What you gonna do to them potatoes? You gonna re-fuck them up. Anyway, I go by the Black Pavarotti. So check this out. My story is simple, right? Sometime long, long, long ago, these two young whippersnappers got together. It was a freaky type of situation. And from their freakiness, a star was born. And guess what his name was? The Black Pavarotti. Yeah, you know it. You know what's cracking.
I feel like we need that organ music, that soap opera organ music when he talk.
And that's
every
my
time,
story. I'm sticking to it.
Every time he tells his story, it's like the drama just oozes, and it's never the same. We got to get that organ music, okay? We got to get the soap opera organ music. Note that.
All right.
And on that note, I am Danny's Window, lover of all the calm between the two storms that are Nas and BP. That's it.
And together we are.
Whatever happened to you? So you're not a hippie no more?
I'm a hippie still. I'm still the hippie. I'm the resident hippie. I'm the resident hippie and the calm between the storms that are BP and Nas. Or should I say Nas first and then BP? Because Nas tends to have more storms than BP. So y'all get the point.
And... And together we are Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call. Get at us.
Before we get at you.
And that's all you really need to know. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, man? I just want to sing my song. Well, we're going to go ahead, speaking of songs, we're going to let Bishop go ahead and do his thing. Take it away, Bishop.
We gonna lead a singing to Bishop.
Oh shit.
All right, what's the haps, Caps? BP? Or did we
I was talking and you know, apparently Hooked on Phonics didn't work for me today, so I decided that I wanted to talk on mute the whole time, and I was wondering why wasn't nobody listening to me, so that's the reason why this happened.
I see, so
we got a couple things that are lined up for tonight's show. Just make sure you check us out. Shout out to all of our new listeners and old listeners. What's up? I'm chucking the deuces to y'all. What's cracking? So we got a new segment called "The Fuck You Been Doing." What have you been doing? Have you just been sleeping your life away? Have you been working? What the hell? What the fuck you been doing? We're gonna kick this off with Nazir. Nas. What the fuck you been doing?
That title is epic. I'm on a 30-day music cleanse. I created this shit. So, you know, everybody says that music moves incredibly too fast. I'm always off to the next thing. I completely fucking agree with that. So what I've done is I've decided to, for 30 days, only listen to music from certain eras and times, like the 70s. I'm on the 70s right now, some heavy. And then next month it'll be the 80s and the 90s. And then I'll sometime get into the 2000s and so on and so forth. And I've been loving it. I've been fucking loving it.
I've been loving
Interesting. So that's why we've been getting all those texts. He's been sending us those pictures of them old songs that he's been listening to. That's what you've been getting, BP, because I got them too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, this right here, it'll just be a picture with some old dudes with afros. And I'm like, what the hell is that?
Right.
I'm
like
the old days, the Commodores, the Chanted. I just fell in love with it. It's going to be hard to leave this genre. It's going to be hard to leave this era and move on to the 80s. Because the 70s had some real
Well, you know, we were, well, not saying too much, but you know, that was a good era of time because a lot of babies were born around that time.
Yes.
I don't want to listen to too much of it because I might get somebody pregnant. So.
Oh God! Please no reproduction for you right now, okay?
Might get a little pregnant. Might be a little.
Oh
pregnant.
God. Mm-mm.
Uh oh. He's trying to yes. Give what did you call him, Howard Thurston or Howard James or something? The third. Trying to give him some action.
Yep.
Howard Thurston.
Howard Thurston the third. Right. The life changer.
Alrighty then.
Because we always talking about something.
I've been working. Been driving my big ass truck. My company is blossoming. So that's been popping off. And I got a flu shot.
Why?
A flu shot.
Why?
I don't mess around with those, bro.
I mean, you can't know. It's not happening. It's not going down. No.
I put a flu shot heavy because I got the flu before, and that shit ain't nothing to be played with. So I get the flu shot every year. I love it.
Not going to happen. Anyway.
So moving on in other news, what the fuck you been doing? We just want to know.
So,
what's going on in your neighborhood? What's going on in your era?
So, Danny, what the fuck I been on?
What the fuck you been doing?
What the fuck I been doing? I've been in school.
That's what I said.
I have been in school. I am officially a film student. I am in my third class. I am enjoying myself
awesome.
Right now. I have a 3.0, no, I'm sorry. I have a 4.0 GPA right now.
Two snaps in a and rectangle. I'm,
huh?
Two snaps in a rectangle.
Congratulations, Danny, on your successes and many, many more. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Danny was 3.0.
Thank you.
Speech.
No, it's a 4.0. I like to thank the little people. I like to thank my co-hosts. I like to thank my husband. I like to thank my family. I like to thank everybody. And yeah. So yeah, that's what the fuck I've been on.
And this is the segment where we ask you, what the fuck you been doing?
So yeah, BT, what the fuck you been doing?
What the fuck have I been doing? I've been losing my mind partially. That's part of it. I've been smoking a lot of weed.
Wow.
That's
what I've been doing. But in other news, man, I have been through hills and valleys. I have been dealing with teenagers is what I've been doing. I've been dealing with crazy teenagers.
That sucks.
Which is insane. It's been driving me nuts, bro. I don't know if I can take it. I want to strangle these little you know what. I love them,
you
but
know what you
they
do?
Drive me crazy.
You gotta kick them out.
Nas. You can't kick them out yet.
Well, okay. There's this thing, Nas, called being a minor. That you can't just kick them out.
don't let a silly little thing like a law prevent you from living your best life. Just kick them out.
I'm just done. See?
And other than that,
one second, real quick, BP. So, listeners, this is the part of the show where we do a disclaimer and say that all of the things that Nas says has absolutely nothing to do with the thoughts and views of the show. Thank you. Continue.
Disclaimer. Injected. But yeah, the only other thing that I've been doing, I've been actually DJing. So now, instead of just Black Pavarotti, I am DJ Pavarotti. I'm an official Vox DJ. So I'm spinning the records that you want to hear. So if you got a good
you
jam,
you out there living your best life.
Man, I'm out there living my best life. Well, tell me
all
what
right.
you think.
Yeah, that's
and
what I'm
that
talking
is,
about. Go ahead.
And that is what the fuck you been doing. That's what that is.
I like that too, Nas. I do like that.
We're going to move on. We're going to move on and on into the conversation. And if you didn't know, this is Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. That's the phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation. Also, we have an email address if you just want to make a comment or you have a show topic that you would like to hear us talk about. Hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshyt@gmail.com.
Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums.
Danny?
Yes.
Where else can they find us?
They can also find us on Instagram at Life and Shit. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah, you can find us at Life and Shit on Instagram.
Totally radical, man.
I know, like, yeah. So, like, and where else can they find us now?
You can find us in the club.
Like,
no.
A bottle full of bub?
You can find us on Facebook. Facebookie. That's right, I'm out of jail again, so I can do shit on there. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm locked up again. But you can find us on Facebook. On the Life and Shit page, getting it in. And soon you'll be able to find us on the chat because I'm buying another MacBook pretty soon. So, how about that?
Ooh. Stay tuned for that, that, ladies and gentlemen.
Living my life like it's golden.
All right. He's living his best life. We do not own the rights of that song. Thank you.
So moving on in the show, we continuously bring you nothing but the real, and nothing has changed on that level. So as a lot of you already know, Cosby has been, Bill Cosby that is, famous entertainer, comedian, has been locked up. They won't let him out. They won't let him out, no. Yeah, Bill Cosby has been locked up. He's been sentenced to 3 to 10 years. Do you think it was fair? Do you think he really raped those 60 women? Do you
yep.
think he had a
Every
little bit too much pudding? I don't know.
Every last one of them.
It's a big if. It's a big why. It's a big question mark. Do you think that this is racially charged, that they really just want to bring Cosby down because he was getting ready to be one of the media moguls of our decade?
I think all the above.
Or is he just a perv?
Honestly, I'm going to be completely honest with you on this one. And I'm going to say this and then I'm going to shut up. Do I think he did it? I don't know. Honestly, hear me out. Hear me out. I don't know, but it is something to be said about however many women have said something about it. At the same time, I want to know why the heck he's the only one that's actually been prosecuted. Because this is not just him. This is an issue that we've had for the longest. Women have been seen as objects forever. So now that it's being put out there, the whole Me Too movement, and I'm not necessarily a complete advocate for that. You know, I have my reasons. But when you've got other people doing it and they're of a different hue than you, what does that tell everybody else? It's as though, okay, we're going to prosecute this black guy. So I do think there is some race that has to do with this because he's the only one that has been prosecuted.
So let's take a listen real quick before we go too deep into it. Let's take a listen to this.
Bill Cosby being sentenced to 3 to 10 years. He's going to have to pay a fine of $25,000, and he's going to have to pay those court costs, the prosecution costs I just mentioned. Now, we just spoke a little while ago about how the prosecution wanted 5 to 10 years. This is 3 to 10. That's substantially close. Judge Stephen O'Neill handed down the sentence just in the last few minutes. He said, this was a serious crime. Mr. Cosby has all circled back to you. The day has come. The time has come. And you'll remember Cosby is 81 years old. He's been convicted of drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constant. And we now know that he's going to be sentenced to 3 to 10 years. They're still in court, so we don't know what more details will emerge. But this is the key detail, 3 to 10 years in state prison.
Okay, let's get our lawyers to react. First, Ariva, to you. 3 to 10 in state prison. I know there was a thought that maybe he'd be under house arrest, so in state prison.
Yeah. I never had any expectation, Brooke, that he would receive home confinement as his team requested and argued before the court. I agree with Mark that given the pending appeal, he had to be careful about what he said if he were to take the stand. But he could have taken the stand without ever admitting guilt. The fact that he didn't do so and offer any apology about the pain that Andrea Constant is feeling or has experienced. He didn't ask for mercy. He didn't ask for leniency. I can't help but believe that that played some part in the decision that the judge has made. I think this sentence is fair. I think the victims, the 60-plus women that have accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault, will feel vindicated. They will feel like today justice was served. A very powerful man who has been, and as we now know, is a convicted sexual predator, is deemed a sexual predator for purposes of the sex offender registry, will now be facing significant prison time. And this is a big day for the Me Too movement.
Bill is not the only one to face the prosecution.
No, he's not. But he's the only one that's actually been convicted, tried, and you done.
For the trial, you know, just like with Bill Cosby's case, it takes time. Bill didn't
Whatever,
just start
dude.
Going to court. Bill didn't just, this is all facts. Bill didn't just start going to court yesterday. They've been getting Bill's case together for about 5 or 6 years before he actually hit the courtroom. It takes time for cases to get, especially when you're talking about superstars, to get built. So I think Harvey Weinstein, his is about maybe 2 or 3 months from getting underway. But they've been building a case upon him. I would argue that his case is actually going to court faster than Bill Cosby's went to court.
Well, this is not the first time that Bill Cosby went to court either, though. So.
Yeah, the first time he got it was a mistrial, and then it took him about a year and a half to recompose themselves to get ready to take him to trial again.
Right.
The legal system is just,
so there were things that did hinder it. Of course, I do, and I'm not. And it's, what I'm not doing is saying that he's right. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is that I'm a little concerned that he's the only one that is actually in that position right now.
Oh no! It'll be a lot more behind him. What's the other guy? He's an LA dude.
It's a bunch of them. You can't even say
yeah,
that.
It's a bunch of them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So and then you got people dropping a dime on the pedophilia ring that was going on out there. So they got to investigate all that. There's gonna be a lot more of them. Bill. You know, he'll be the initial sacrificial lamb. But he ain't gonna be in there by himself. And
yeah, but I'm, you know what? I mean, the thing is that equality is still not equality, and that's where people get up in arms. That I mean, the man is 81. I'm not excusing anything that he did to those 60 plus women, because you know, rape is rape. No means no, and all the rest of that type of stuff. But I mean, when you put it in different categories from what Bill did to what Harvey Weinstein did, you know, it's the same demon, same type of situation. But I guarantee you that they're gonna keep Harvey Weinstein out of jail. He's probably gonna do house arrest or something like that.
No way! No way! No way. No way.
Well, hold on now. Before you say no way, they have dropped some of the charges.
Yeah, they dropped some against Bill, too. I mean, look where he is. Just dropping charges just means they don't have enough evidence to proceed on that particular charge. Harvey is going to jail, ladies and gentlemen. I wouldn't give a shit. Harvey going to jail. I mean, I'm telling you that from a legal perspective. Harvey is going to jail for a very long time, possibly the rest of his life, whereas Bill got off with 3 years. Take your time, bro. Do some push-ups. You got some good doctors in there. Get your health back together. Come out. Tell some old jokes. Harvey ain't getting out. Harvey ain't getting out, Jack. Harvey going to be in that bitch for the duration.
He should be.
But that's really all. And that's my only thoughts about it. That's it. I'm not saying anything else on that. I mean, if he did what he did, then shoot, he got what he got. What?
Now, I'm going to dispel the myth that BP brought up about him getting ready to become a mogul. The whole rumor about him buying NBC, that is a complete and total hogwash. NBC is worth $34 billion. Bill Cosby, at the height of his power, was not a billionaire. Oprah has more money than Bill Cosby. So I've been trying to figure out how was Bill Cosby getting ready to buy. That's like me. I make about $100,000, $120,000 a year telling you I'm getting ready to buy SpaceX and start sending people to Mars.
Well, if you've got investors and backers, you can do that.
But who was backing Bill Cosby? These backers that everybody was talking about never came to fruition. So, again, I'm trying to figure out, and NBC has to be for sale in order for somebody to buy it. NBC has never been for sale. You can't just...
doesn't always have to be. If somebody, if a business cannot be for sale and then someone approach you about buying it and then you sell it, it happens all the time. And there are also such things as possible takeovers. There's a lot of different ways of doing it. We're not going to make this cut and dry. We don't know that all ins and outs of this. But he could have very well been on the road to doing that with investors and backers. It happens. This is business.
Highly doubt it. Highly doubt it. If anything, now,
and I understand that too.
If Bill was getting ready to start his own network like Oprah, which probably would have been the best move for him to go, I'd have been like, all right, it makes sense now. Because he would have had a badass network. He didn't need NBC. He didn't need NBC. Anybody who was around Bill should have told him, you don't need NBC, bro. NBC needs you. Don't forget, when the Cosby Show left TV, the ratings across the board for the lineups dropped. Cosby don't need no network. And anywhere Cosby is a network. So
I don't know.
I don't buy into the hype of him getting ready to buy NBC. And there's been no evidence at all to suggest that Bill was even slightly interested in touching NBC with anything of his. I haven't seen it.
They did have some strong talks about him doing it. So I mean, obviously he has the pull enough to make the deal happen. Or, you know, he has the right connections for him to be able to put himself in that position, because there definitely were talks. I mean, but then, too, you can say that talks don't always lead into action. But for them to be, you know, flying here, flying there to talk about this, obviously there was some type of a way that they were thinking about that they could make it happen. And then all of a sudden this comes up. The only reason why I'm really skeptical about it is because, you know, it took these women so long to come forward. Like, how come you didn't say this like 30 years ago?
Well, the thing about that is, you understand, we come from that generation to where we remember Bill Cosby being the man, like the motherfucking man. Like, Bill, you couldn't say shit wrong about Bill Cosby. Who the fuck was going to believe?
He was the God. He was the God, definitely.
He was God. Who in the fuck was going to believe Bill Cosby raped me? Who the fuck was going to believe that at the height of his power? Who in the fuck? That's like somebody coming forward and saying, Obama raped me. Who the fuck is going to believe that in the black community? You might have like three or four people that's like, well, yeah, I can see it. But this is Obama we talking about. Nah, wasn't happening. Waste of time. Absolute waste of time. Even if evidence Look at what happened to use R. Kelly for an example. R. Kelly, who ain't even half of the man Bill Cosby was, fame-wise, got charged with a tape, who everybody saw, and still didn't do a day in jail. What the fuck was they going to do to Bill Cosby? Nothing. His lawyers would have smashed anybody who brought any kind of charges to him during the height of his power within 30 seconds or less. No court case, no nothing. So it is what it is. I'm not saying they were right. Wait.
Minus 10.5 seconds.
Yeah, smashed. Absolutely smashed. And you're not dealing with an old, you're talking about the 80s Bill Cosby. You're dealing with a bill that still got sight and still a very powerful and very influential man in the community, not just the black community. This man was deemed America's dad, not black America, America's dad. Who was fucking with Bill Cosby at the height of his power? Absolutely nobody.
Not a damn person, I would say. But, somebody. I mean, there definitely were talks, though. We can definitely confirm that. I was looking at an article in the New York Times. Norman Brokaw, the chief executive of the William Morris Agency, and Mr. Cosby's personal agent for 30 years, confirmed that he had discussed Mr. Cosby's intention to make an offer for NBC with the Robert C. Wright Network president. So they did. There was a meeting. What happened from that meeting is to be undetermined, and probably we will never find out what happened during that meeting, because obviously somebody got to snitching and was like, I'm about to make sure that Bill don't get in the position to get this, so I'm about to air out his dirty laundry. And then all of a sudden, now here comes these accusations of, well, now he's convicted, so now he's a convicted molester. He's a Chester.
If this would have been like four or five women, I'd have been like, yeah, fucking right. 60 women. You can't get 60 women in the room to agree on the cutest nail polish, let alone to all agree with the same exact story. Nah, son. Nah. I don't believe that for 1 minute. He did it.
And on that note, this is Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. We are always bringing you up-to-date conversation and letting you know how it is, when it is, and what it is. Phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call. If you want to jump into that conversation, if not, you can always email us and share your thoughts on there at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshyt@gmail.com. Where else can they find us, Danny?
You can also find us on Instagram at lifeandshit. That is shit with a Y and not an I. Where else can they find us at, Nas?
You can find us at billdidit.com. No. You can find us on Facebook. On our Facebook fan page, Life and Shit Radio. And you can also find us at the neighborhood liquor store, sipping on something.
Hey, you have absolutely no zero sense, bro. Zero. I'm going to just let you know that. But you know what? It's about that time. Let's jump into the window. Time to get busy at this motherfucker.
It's Danny's window on Life and Shit Radio.
Window. I'm actually about to flip it up on the fellas. They thought I was going to talk about one thing. I'm about to talk about something totally different.
I'm going to talk today about a beautiful spirit and a beautiful woman that we lost the other day by the name of Miss Kim Porter. Rest in peace, Miss Kim Porter. She is the mother of Quincy, Christian, Delilah, and Jesse. She is the children's mother of Puffy P. Diddy Combs. And we lost her the other day to complications, I believe they said, of pneumonia. Now, everyone that knew her all said the same thing. She was extremely beautiful. She was extremely loving. She was a great and amazing mother. She co-parented very well with the other kids and, you know, other Diddy's kids. And I read a post from Misha Hylton, which is Diddy's oldest son's mother. And she was just talking about how she just loved her, how she was so cool, and how they would speak about their children and how they wanted to, you know, help them in their futures and in their businesses and things like that, and how she loved her other children that had nothing to do with her. And the co-parenting aspect of that is the part that really gets me and really makes me say, I think that this woman was wonderful, because you got a lot of people that are in their ego and can't co-parent even with one person. So for this woman to be the mother that she was to her four children, as well as be another bonus mom to the other children, and they all are together, and now that spirit is gone, my heart goes out to that family. I believe she was only 47. And in my honest opinion, she is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. So with that, this is a short Danny's window. I just saw a picture of her and it made me want to cry. And I just wanted to say, rest on beautiful queen. My heart goes out to Diddy and all of the kids and all of the other mothers. God bless.
Yeah. Man, that is sad. I mean, from reports, they still don't really know what her cause of death is.
Well, she was sick.
I don't want to be Diddy's friend. That's all I'm going to say.
Are you about to become a conspiracy theorist?
No. I'm just saying, it's funny how the people around Diddy die, and it's always, like, mysterious. I'm not saying that he had anything to do with it. But it's like with Biggie, it's just like this veil of weirdness that surrounds his entire circle. So, I don't know. I don't think Diddy had anything to do with it. I'm not saying he's a serial killer. I'm just saying I wouldn't want to be around him. I'd be a little nervous.
You said he got a tendency that folks start dropping when they get around Diddy.
And
they're having guns in the club.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. Like, if you're friends with Diddy, you might die of some weird circumstances. Randomly. It could happen.
Wow.
That is hilarious. But that was supposed to be on a serious note, but okay, thank you, Nas.
You're welcome. What I do.
So did you guys know? I guess this would be a good fact about Kim Porter, that her and Albie Sure used to get it in, and apparently that song "Forever My Lady"
was written for her.
Wow.
Yes.
And that's the joint, the Jodeci "Forever My Lady."
Ooh, There's another fun fact that we also found out. If it was not for Miss Kim Porter, there would not be a drum line. Zoe Saldana played the part that was actually Kim Porter.
Wow.
What?
Yep. Dallas Austin and Kim Porter grew up together.
Hell to the no.
Yeah.
Who would ever thought?
See, it's a lot of things that a lot of people didn't know. Shoot, Kim Porter is real hip-hop. who knew that Albie Shore, So You're Having My Baby, was talking about Quincy.
Right.
Who was now an actor who was a star on the show Star. And he just did a good Christmas movie. I'll admit that. Me and Michael, we just watched his Christmas movie on Netflix. It's actually a pretty cool movie. It's a pretty cool movie. It's a good movie.
Wow. Man, it's so crazy though, because we are like. Go ahead, Nas.
Go ahead. Hey, Al, be sure like 800 years old.
No, he ain't 800 years old.
Said you pretty motherfucker. How your hand doing, dog? How your hand doing?
That was Christopher Williams.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Note to children, do not do drugs. Drugs is bad.
Right.
It kills your short-term memory.
I'll be sure.
Oh, man.
That blew my mind. Well, if you
we are totally about to switch speeds on this. Next time we'll do a little better job in coming up with this content, but it is what it is. And you know, this is Life and Shit Radio, so we do not pull punches on anything. Just so you know. I just want you to know. So to kick off our next topic, I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus. Not Mommy, but Daddy. Daddy and Santa Claus getting it in right in front of the chimney. What is that about? I don't know, with the recent uptick of man and man relations, it's all on TV now. It's all good. Homer Simpson was on television kissing a man. You okay with that? Is homosexuality the new norm? Well, let's listen to this and we'll talk about it.
How love is manifest varies greatly from culture to culture. And we, I think, often think of our way as the only way or the best way or the natural way. And yet it's not. And this is really the power of anthropology, is showing us we naturally think the way we do things is best very often. And looking around the world and saying, oh, among the Sambia in New Guinea, they form homosexual bonds between men and also have husbands and wives. That's a different way of configuring families, a different way of configuring love. And it opens up the range of possibility for us to reconsider the way in which we do things. And it doesn't mean we have to adopt somebody else's pattern, but just knowing that we construct this world in which we live, and if we want to, we can change it. There are a few notable cases around the world. Among Plains Indians before contact and even shortly after contact, there was a recognized, sometimes it's called a third gender. So men who would feel like they are truly women, and they would dress as women, and then they would take male husbands. And very much a pattern of romantic love, falling in love, marrying, not having children, of course, but still living as husband and wife. So that's one pattern that we find in a few cultures around the world. More often, interestingly, of men feeling that they should be women, a few cases that we find of women feeling that they should be men and dressing as men, but that seems to be more transgressive for cultures in some way. So that's one pattern. Another pattern that we find, especially in New Guinea and in the Amazon region, are men forming very strong bonds between themselves. And sometimes this is sexual as well as platonic. And in these cultures, a very deep suspicion of women. Women is seen as polluting, as dangerous, as someone who would suck a man's lifeblood out of them. And so in these cultures, there's still heterosexual bonds and heterosexual relationships, and that's the norm, and yet it's seen as dangerous, and men feel more comfortable in the men's house where only men can go. And for example, among the Sambia of New Guinea, that involves it involves sexual relations. So young boys are taught about sex by having having oral sex with older men, and very often, and sometimes, and then they're expected then to go through this progression of having sexual relations with older men, then having sexual relationships with younger men, and then becoming heterosexual, choosing a wife and living with that wife and having children. Very often it's hard for these men to make that transition to heterosexuality because women are scary, and they don't want to be too polluted by women. So that's interesting for this notion that heterosexuality is natural. It probably is. I mean, most of the Sambia don't want to continue with these homosexual relations for the rest of their lives. Some of them do and resist pairing up with a woman. But even for the ones who want to be with women, it's a hard transition because they've learned a different kind of sex. Those are the exceptions around the world.
No. No! 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 Hey! Whole lot of games.
That was a lot.
Yeah, I mean, and from what I got from that was that, I mean, in other parts of the world, that is the norm. I don't necessarily agree with it, but, I mean, if that's their culture, that's their culture. So then we fast forward into America, or as some would like to affectionately call it, MAGA.
MAGA land, yeah.
Mwah, 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 mwah.
I mean, it's, I don't know, man. It's just, I feel like that we're being forced fed, you know, that particular lifestyle, whether you like it or not, whether you are for it or not, you know. And first off, you know, I'm all for anybody having their own choice of how they want to be, when they want to be, and where they want to be, and who they want to be with when they do it. If that's your thing, whatever floats your boat gets you home, go right on ahead. But I don't feel like that we need to be force-fed this lifestyle. And it seems like that's what's happening.
Okay, my opinion is it is what it is. I don't think if you are a person that feels like because it's being shown to you, if you feel like that means that somebody wants you to do that, then I think you need to look at yourself, because you have the choice to do whatever the fuck you want to do. Now, there is a such thing as turning the channel or whatever, or just turning it off or whatever. I am a person
it's
that believes
everywhere.
You're going to love who you love. I don't, and I understand that, but it's like, why is it that people feel like, well, if it's being shown to me, then that they're trying to make me do it? No, it ain't for you. It ain't for everybody. It's for those that it's for. And if you're not it, that's fine. You don't have to be a part of that equation. It ain't for me. So I don't have anything against it. It's not about me. It ain't for me. I'm good with what I got. If that's what they want to do, like you said, go for it. You like it. I love it. I have nothing wrong with that.
So how do you feel, and you can speak on this, as being a woman and your children are exposed to it, whether you want them to be exposed to it or not, because society is making that judgment call that it's okay.
No, I actually teach my kids about it. Because they, I mean, honestly, I feel like to not teach them is to make them, have them out there wondering. I've had the conversations with my kids. I've had the conversation, I just had the conversation with my middle child. And I asked him, do you like boys or do you like girls? Because there were people that were concerned that he doesn't have a girlfriend right now. In all honesty, he don't need a girlfriend right now. Let him live. My goodness. People think, well, he don't have a girlfriend, or maybe, no. I asked him, and I let him know, regardless of what your answer is, I'm going to always love you, and I'm going to always have your back. He told me, no, he likes girls, but he's got a friend that is gay, and his friend thought that he wouldn't be his friend because he's gay. And I asked him how he felt. He was like, I don't care. He was like, I don't care. And I thought that was a wonderful, beautiful answer. It's not a stat.
Right.
It's not something that, oh, because everybody else is doing it, you should do it too. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. If not, it's not. Let people do what they're going to do. People need to mind, honestly, people need to mind their own business on certain things. If it's not for you, it's not for you.
Here's the catch 22, though. They portraying it. They're making it cool. Kids are very influential. So when you got things like drag queen story hour, where gay people are coming into classrooms telling gay fairy tale stories, you're directly influencing that kid.
And now, that kid doesn't, that, but that don't mean that kid's gonna grow up to be gay.
But you're
influencing. He just might be a little
you're
bit more tolerant than you.
So why not have drug dealer story hour? Why not?
Why not have
crackhead story hour?
I get where you're coming from, Nas, with that. So you basically saying if they're gonna advertise, you know, homosexuality as such, then why not, you know, glorify all the other you know, societal crutches that they put out there. Like, why not make
they,
like you said, why not make
they,
it
but
make
they
a mess
do.
Channel?
I've never seen
We ain't seen that shit on TV. I mean, shit, half the motherfuckers in government are probably crackheads them damn selves. They just know how to handle themselves.
No, they're coming into classrooms, Annie. What you're doing is you're trying to justify things that happen in the everyday society, as opposed to putting that in front of kids and letting the crackheads.
I don't see anything wrong with a drag queen telling a story.
About a gay story. You see nothing wrong.
No, I don't.
A man in dress telling a story about gay kids and gay fairyland and all this crazy shit. You see nothing wrong with that. Knowing the kids are easily influenced. You see nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't.
That's insanity. Why would you even put, and this is, if you can look it up online, it's actually a real thing, drag queen story hour. These guys are going into the classroom with fourth and fifth graders. Like, what in the world? What? That school would be under constant threat of terrorism. If I found out somebody was doing that to my kid, it would be under, and it would be me making a terrorist threat. Shout out. I'm coming with a van.
For what?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I swear to goodness, y'all acting like this stuff is contagious.
It's not contagious, but when you're influencing.
And then that means that you as a parent have to do your job.
Right. You as a parent,
period,
you have
point
to do
blank.
Your job. You do
period,
have to do
point
your job,
blank.
But you ever heard of that old saying, it takes a village to raise a child? It's still that still comes into play because you're not with your child 24/7. You know,
and I understand that. And because I'm not with my child 24/7, I do know that they exist. I do know gay people exist. So I'm not about to sit here and shelter them and make them think that, oh, no, this is bad, this is wrong. No, it may not be for you.
Right. Exactly.
Again, that's where parents do their jobs. We can't expect society to do the job for us. No. It exists. It is there. I'm not if my kid says, Mom, what is that? I'm going to answer the damn question and not feel like, oh, I can't answer that question. And why are they putting it on TV so that my kids continue to ask me questions? Answer the fucking question.
I'm sorry. I don't want my kids
influenced. And have enough faith in your kids. Have enough faith in your kids that your kids are going to grow and raise them to be themselves.
I want my kids to go to school and to learn how to count to 10, how to say the ABCs, and how to properly pronounce words, adjectives, nouns, and pronouns. I do not want my kids going to school learning about homosexuality or any kind of sexuality, and that, for that matter of fact, at least until they're in high school. You got life completely chopped and screwed if you think it's okay for a 5 or 6-year-old to come home and say, hey, I learned about some gay shit today. You have like completely chopped and screwed. I'm sorry. There's no other way for me to put that.
Okay, you just completely flipped all of that. Because what you just said were 5-year-olds. And before that, you said 5th grade.
Right. That is too young. You should not be exploring, parents and parents only should be exploring sexuality with their children up until high school. I don't want any teacher.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I disagree on that one. I disagree on that. I disagree.
Okay,
I'm going to tell you why I disagree.
Let me hear it, Danny. Go ahead.
The reason why I disagree with that is because you got kids having sex without there being any gay talk. That young. The problem that we have and the reason why these kids are having sex is because stuff is going on with their bodies and they don't know what the hell is going on, and we won't have the conversation with them. If they had the conversation, maybe they might not be so inclined to want to have sex, or they'll know what it is and why they're feeling the way they are, and maybe decide they want to wait to have sex, or they may decide that they want to go and have sex. Either way it goes, they're already doing it. I think, honestly, we need to prepare them and let them have them understand and stop making our bodies be something that's so taboo to talk about.
I don't believe that either. I believe that a lot of these people
and as we always do now, we are going to agree to disagree on all of this. I do believe we do have to get on with the rest of the show, and I don't want people thinking that we really arguing, because, you know, I love you, dude.
Listen.
Hey, and on that note.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this.
You'll definitely get some fire.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that about it. The reason why I personally feel like a lot of these kids are out there having sex and doing all kind of crazy shit before it's their time to do it, if you look at a lot of these households that's going on, the parents listen to all kind of music around them. They letting the kids hold the phone while they shoot twerk videos for Instagram. They're sexualizing these fucking kids. That has nothing to do with the kids. That's why they got stuff going on with their bodies, because their parents are kids. My kids didn't see none of that shit. Me and my baby mama decided to screw. We got the kids in daycare. We got them at their grandparents' house because we finna be loud and we finna tear the whole goddamn house up. My kids to this day, no pregnancy scares, never caught them on Facebook shooting videos with their ass out. They dress like they got fucking sense because that's how they were raised. So I don't think it has nothing to do. The kids of today have the same bodies as the kids that were back in the day. We wasn't fucking and doing all kind of crap. Some of us were.
You know what? I'm going to be really honest with you. I can't go there with that one because, honestly, I was one of the only virgins in my school.
You see what I'm saying? So what's changed? A kid is still a kid. The parents have changed. Not the kids. The parents have.
I think I understand what you're saying. Let me make sure I'm understanding you correctly, because I want to make sure I'm saying what I'm going to say correctly. So what you're saying is the reason why kids are having sex is because of their parents. So I can't go on that one because our grandparents and great grandparents were having babies at 13.
Where were they at? You must have been in a different.
It was customary that families were a lot larger, so women were having a lot more children. You know, you had a lot of these families that were like 9 and 10 children. You know, and everybody
and they started at
like
eight,
that.
And they started having kids at 13 and stuff like that. It's not just because of those things. This is a generational thing, honey. It's deeper than just what you're talking about. I do hear what you're saying. I do believe that that is part of the problem, but I do believe it is deeper, and it goes back further than even us, and than even our parents. Seriously, like, for real, for real. What I'm talking about in regards to being able to talk about things, we don't talk about our bodies in a black community. We don't talk about sex like that. A lot of the times, people learn this shit on the fly. You're going through things, and your body is having changes and stuff like that, and you don't feel comfortable talking to your parents or anything like that. Then you talk to your friends about it. Your friends give you wrong information, and then you do some stuff that you really probably wish you really didn't do, but you did anyway. Shit happens. There's multiple reasons why there are teenage pregnancies. There's multiple reasons why there are a bunch of people having babies and kids and stuff like that. We can't just put it on one thing.
I think that y'all talking about a friend group that happened back in the day. The internet didn't expose a lot of these parents of what they are, whores. I'm going to keep it real. And they want their kids to be whores. And if not, they're doing a lot of whore shit around them to make them whores.
And a lot of them are... And a lot of them...
I done seen kids twerking while the parents hold the camera. Come on, get it, girl. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. I done seen it with my own eyes with block parties.
We're agreeing, Nas. We're agreeing. I'm just saying that it goes deeper than just that. Because, again, when I was in school, I was in sixth grade. There was an eighth grader pregnant.
Wow.
So that's what I mean by we can't, it's not, you can't marginalize it to just these parents today, because I'm not the only one who had a child at a young age. My situation was a little different because of what happened, but there were people who were having kids before me that I was in school with, and their parents weren't that. I grew up, honestly, the neighborhood I was in at the time was a black middle class neighborhood, and the parents weren't doing that. So
that's what you saw. The internet wasn't as prevalent as it is then as it is now. Where people have no problem showing what's going on in their house because they think it's cute. So you can say that because you've seen that from the outside. We didn't have Facebook back in 1980 something.
Okay, but the thing is that honestly what it is it's just more access to see it. It's been happening. This ain't new, is all I'm saying. We're just able to see it more because now we have access to see it more. We can't say that it's just happening now.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just like, you know, with seeing all of these, young black men being shot down and murdered, killed, and all this type of stuff.
We're just able to see more of it going on,
but yeah, you just have more access. And I think media has a lot to do with, the perception of all of this. You know, whether it be people showing men and men kissing and stuff like that. I mean, like I said, I don't have a problem with it. I just think that the oversaturation of like just forcing it down your throat type of situation, I don't think that's really necessary. You know,
I
know
see
for a long
it
time
down
women.
Your throat.
Well, hear
I
me
don't
out.
See
hear me out. So
down
a
your
long
throat,
time,
it just is what it is. You can change a channel if you want to.
And
true that, but when it's everywhere,
it's everywhere.
But at the same time, like this is one thing that I would say. Like, you know, you think about like a lot of women would always complain about. Well, how come they always have to show a woman's breast, or you know, how come they always have to show the woman half naked and all that? How come they can't show men? Now they're showing that, and people are all up in arms about seeing this because now it's a common thing now to see a flash of a man's genitals or something like that on regular television.
Yeah,
regular
we never saw it before, but you would see a woman.
With the quickness. And so now that argument is coming in.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. So because now you're able to see a man's penis on TV, you're not happy?
It doesn't bother me either way. So I don't. I'm trying to understand what your statement was.
No, it bothers me. I'm gonna say period point blank. It bothers the shit out of me because again.
But you're okay with seeing a woman's body.
I didn't say that. You just put words in my mouth.
I'm asking.
Absolutely not. Back in the day.
Nas is okay with seeing midgets. That's what Nas is okay with.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, God.
I mean, we could toss them little bad boys in the air, man, and just let it rock from there. I'm just saying.
You know what? We are not about to talk about midgets. Don't we got a chicken ring report to get to?
Yes, we had a long overdue for the chicken wing report. I've been trying to get it in there, so I guess it's about that time.
Yeah.
Chicken wing report. Chicken wing report. Chicken wing report.
Chicken.
Chicken wing report. Chicken wing report.
Chicken wing report. Chicken wing report. Lemon pepper.
So, it's trippy, y'all. This world is coming to a fucking end. A woman in England who claims to have had sex with 20 ghosts is now claiming that she's engaged to one.
You know what? I think I might have heard that one. Continue, please, because this shit is hilarious.
Oh my God.
She said one of the ghosts got down on one knee. But he doesn't have knees, and she heard him speak. She could actually hear his voice. And now they're choosing a ring, apparently. So he's getting married to a fucking ghost.
But is she pregnant? Is she pregnant?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
No, I didn't see anything about her being pregnant. So is she having
Thought you were saying pregnant. I was about to be like, oh shit, we need to see how this goes.
Yeah, I don't think she's having a ghost baby. I hope not. That baby would never.
I'd like to see how that happens and how that works. Honestly, I'm a little curious now.
It looks like Ivanka Trump is in trouble for doing the same shit that Hillary did, using her personal email for government business. Word on the street has already been that Don Jr. is due to get indicted within the next week or so. It's looking like his sister is going down for a little bit of mischievous behavior behind government walls.
Oh,
just a little?
Oh, really?
A little trouble. I don't think they should do it, really, because that'll bring up the whole Hillary thing again. It's going to be, you doing it to her, why don't you do it to her thing? I think government just got petty. I'm just there with it. This is petty.
Man, they've been petty. Pettiness just runs in their blood.
Trump has made the pettiness like fucking overwhelming, like an overflowing petty coming out of Washington right now. What else do I got here? We got. Hold on. Where's my last story? My bad. I'm kind of unprepared today. Naturally, because I'm driving
right.
a truck, I think I get a pass for driving a huge ass truck.
Are you gonna talk about the video
you sent us?
Which
oh
one?
Yeah. You need to talk about that.
Which one? I sent y'all a lot of stuff.
Of the pastor.
Oh, the pastor that kicked out the transgender out of the church. Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of our topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good point. Pastor apparently went completely ham on a transgender individual who came to his church.
Oh, man. Nas must be stuck
in
the
Nas. We were doing so good.
I know, right? I didn't think that was going to happen, but it did. But it's
so,
all good.
Are you there, Nas?
I don't think he is currently at the moment.
I'll go ahead and start to talk about this. So a pastor called out a drag queen in service to leave the church and come back in men's clothing. Now, I have feelings about this one, because according to sources, this is not the first time that pastor has actually had that conversation with the person. Person has been having they've had the conversation for like the last 10 months. So now, do I think the pastor was wrong to call him out in church? A little bit, but no.
I mean, they're trying to look at the world just like anybody else.
Well, but you know what? This is a thing, and this is for anybody. This is not just for your transgender, your gays, your drag queens, or anything like that. If someone has been coming to you for months about how they are not okay with what you're doing when you come to church, which is their church, wouldn't that tell you to go find a different church where you would be accepted, where you're not going to be turned away? Now, on the flip side of that, for the pastor, the Bible does say come as you are. So why not let her come as she is, or he is? Why call him out?
Say, look here,
now,
if I'm paying my tithes and my offerings, I need to stay. I don't care.
And
if
I understand
got on,
that, but at the same time, but if I sit there and I'm having conversations with you on a regular, telling you don't come to church like that, why would you continue to do that? Why not go somewhere else? That's my whole thing. Now, did I think the pastor should have made a whole sermon out of that? No, I don't. I really don't. Because you don't know what could have happened after that person left.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
I think honestly,
some suicidal missions happening.
You never, right? You never know. Anything could happen. But at the same time, I think it's a little bit on both of them on that one. I really do. I think it's a little bit on both of them. That's just my opinion of it. I think we might have. Did we lose Nas completely?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. Okay, go ahead and finish your thoughts on that one. That was just my thoughts on it. Go for it.
There
we can hear nothing you said.
I think my phone was in my pocket and it went on the mute. But anywho, I agree with what the pastor did, 100%. And the reason why I agree with it, it's not because it's biblical. I agree with it because that's his house. And just like you said, when you were in my house, you play by my rules. My son wanted to smoke weed in my house. He got his ass up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
My house.
But I mean, that's the reason why I was. But that was the reason why I was saying, like, if dude been talking to you for the longest about not doing this when you come to church, why are you going there?
Right.
What if that's his son?
Huh?
I said, what if that's his son?
We not even about to go do that one. Nope. I am not speculating on that one. That's a whole nother thing. Until I know that, no, I'm not putting anything into the story. But honestly, I felt like, dude should have left. And he shouldn't have been there in the first place. Honestly, that conversation was had before. It's like you're a glutton for punishment. You're not about to be a martyr for anything. No, that's not going to go down like that. So, anyway, go ahead, Nas.
You know, in a lot of those situations, they do that to draw attention to the church. So I'm quite sure within the next couple of days, it'll be all kind of drag queens and transgenders and gay people at their church banging on the door, telling the pastor that he was wrong until they try to file some kind of class action lawsuit. It's just all a mess. This whole sexuality thing in this generation has gone completely haywire. Everywhere from the church on down to the schools is just wrecked out now. So, I don't know. I hope the guy didn't go home and blow his brains out. I hope he finds a church that actually wants him there.
Mm-hmm.
And hope he can do his thing. You know, whatever. His or hers or whatever. I'm still getting used to it, acclimated to it myself. Calling a guy in a dress a chick, this is weird. This is all weird.
Oh, did we hear some growth there, Nas?
No, right?
Absolutely not.
You young whoopers don't know what's going on in the world today.
Oh my goodness!
I just want to tell you, young whoopersnappers, what need to happen? Need to take the belt off and pull your pants down and whip you on your behind.
Oh goodness! Come back to 2018, BC. Come back to 2018, BC, please.
I'm back now. I had a quick flashback.
Don't do that shit again.
I had a quick flashback. Oh my goodness. Alright, so we actually are like wrapping up the show at this current time. Any shout outs, Nazir?
I have some shout outs. I'd like to give shout outs to my Erotic Seven ladies. Be looking out for the Erotic Seven in a city near you with our erotic events. Since this is the month of November, I have a lot of November birthdays. The first November birthday is my niece Anyel. The second one is my nephew. It is my son, Josiah. My son just turned 22, my oldest. Then my nephew and my niece.
Happy birthday, Josiah.
Right. Then for my niece, Keon, and my nephew Christian on the 9th of November. And then my sister-in-law, she was on the 8th of November. Then my nephew, Dee, his birthday was just on the 18th. Coming up is my nephew Jason on the 22nd. And then my brother Rashad on the 26th. Happy birthday to all you all.
Dang.
Yeah, a lot of November birthdays.
I see. So you're going to be going broke before Christmas.
My husband's birthday is literally 1 week before Christmas. So yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Any shout outs, Nazir?
I want to give a shout out to us getting back on the air. Shit, let's shout that out.
Hey. Hey. Life and Shit back in effect in a real way.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to all the people out there in the struggle, man. They're doing their thing, trying to get their shit together. I know it's a lot of them, me included. That's pretty much it, man. Oh, shout out to my son. He's in college now.
Hey,
all right, Ruben.
Little Ruben. Shout out to Big Lil Rube.
Yeah, big shout out to Ruben for not being a loser. He was on the path. He got it together. So that's a plus. That's all I got. America.
C++.
Oh, I also forgot because we haven't been on for a minute. Happy belated birthday, my grandson Noah Cortez. Is one. He made one October 2nd.
Happy birthday,
yeah.
Little man.
That's a great birthday,
yeah. To the little man.
So yeah.
And he's already one.
And I love my two babies. You said what?
He's already one? Wow.
Yeah, he's a year old now.
He was just being born.
I know, right? He's one, he's walking and giving his parents the business.
Walking? Oh my goodness. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. Might as well call it running. That boy is going.
Can up a living room near you.
Hey.
Watch out. Hide your tablecloths. Hide your spoons. Hide your forks.
And he loves animals too, because they got dogs and cats, and he loves them.
Oh, we got the black what's the guy's name? Steve Irwin.
Yeah, Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
What, the real Tarzan?
Right.
That dude is serious.
Man, so I want to give a shout out to you guys, first and foremost, just for being the lovely co-host that you guys are, for riding through the rough patches and hills and valleys that we've gone through running the show. And I also like to give a shout out to all of the beautiful midgets in the world.
Oh my God.
I want to let you know.
Yeah.
Hold on, we got to cut the music for this. I need you to know that I too desire to be taller.
What?
And you know what else? I love us for real.
Oh my.
Yes, I love us for real.
The long dramatic pause in the middle. Yeah, there you go.
There it is. Shout out to all those DJs out there spinning those records, getting the people dancing, romancing, and enhancing.
Oh God.
So if you're listening in and you got that hot track, go ahead and send it to me. Lifeandshit@gmail.com. LifeandSHYT. Let me see what you're working with. Maybe we'll get you on the air. But it gotta be that fire. It gotta be that fire.
Send me some whack shit. I wanna hear something whack.
Troll.
It's just your guy.
That's pretty much it. That's all I got.
All right.
And we are out.
We are out of here.
And now the end is near, and so I face
the final
curtain. My friend, I'll say it.
It's our outro.
I'll state my case.
Oh my God.
Yes, can't end the show without old blue eyes.
A life that's full.
What have you done
I've
to us?
I've traveled each and every highway and more. Much more than this, I did it
my way.
Yeah, baby.
The record show. I took the blow and did it my way.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Wait for it.
Now that the show is over, we hope you had a great fucking time. Thank you for listening to Life and Shit Radio.